McNeil.
This Tuesday, Americans are marking the 17th anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed approximately 3,000 people. President Donald Trump visited the site in Pennsylvania, where passengers prevented a hijacked commercial airliner from crashing into Washington, D.C. The plane went down near the town of Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where former state governor Tom Ridge visited Monday.
On board were 40 extraordinary people who, brought together by chance, stood up against evil. They fought for the families they loved, for people they never knew, and for freedoms they had cherished.
And AP correspondent Sagar Magani reflects on the day the attacks occurred.
A sunny Tuesday morning here in Washington gave way to an eerily clear evening sky patrolled by fighter jets. America on September 11th, 2001 was gripped by fear and anger and resolve. President George W. Bush vowed to track down those behind the attacks, and weeks later, the U.S. began attacking Al-Qaeda's Afghanistan sanctuary. The fight there continues 17 years later.
At least 20 people have been killed in a suicide bombing in eastern Afghanistan Tuesday. Officials say the attacker detonated his explosives amid a group of people staging a protest against a local militia commander in eastern Nangarhar province. The demonstrators were gathered on the highway between the city of Jalalabad and a border crossing into Pakistan. A new best-selling book about U.S. President Donald Trump, his decision-making, and his administration went on sale to the public Tuesday. Investigative journalist Bob Woodward's Fear, Trump in the White House, is a highly critical look at Trump's chaotic 20-month presidency. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders accused Woodward of incredibly reckless fact-checking in writing his book. This is VOA News. Mandatory evacuation orders are in effect Tuesday in three U.S. states as forecasters and officials urge people to get ready for devastating winds and heavy rains from Hurricane Florence. National Hurricane Center specialist Dave Roberts says Florence will dump a significant amount of water on North Carolina, Virginia, and parts of South Carolina.
Rainfall is going to be a big problem as well. Flash flooding because of the totals that we're predicting up to 20 inches, possibly even isolated up to 30 inches.
The manager of Jimbo's restaurant in Wilmington, North Carolina, Rebecca Siegel, says Florence is the talk of the town.
Everyone is talking about it and like what they're doing, if they're staying, if they're leaving, trying to get generators and batteries and water and food.
The National Hurricane Center says it expects the storm to make landfall in the states of North Carolina or South Carolina late Thursday into Friday as an extremely dangerous major hurricane. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is calling for the United States and North Korea to make bold decisions to achieve the goal of complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. During a meeting with his cabinet in Seoul Tuesday, President Moon said convincing the North to abandon its nuclear weapons program is an issue that should fundamentally be resolved through negotiations between Washington and Pyongyang. The special representative to North Korea, Steve Biegun, says the U.S. is not underestimating the challenge in getting the North to eliminate its nuclear arsenal.
We have a lot of work ahead of us to get to the point where we can realize those plans, but I think we very much share your resolve that we need to find a pathway to a future here on the Korean Peninsula that allows the inter-Korean relations to deepen as much as possible.
U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed an agreement during their historic summit in Singapore in June for the North to dismantle its nuclear program, but the two sides are at an impasse over the pace of North Korea ending its nuclear and missile development programs, prompting President Trump to cancel Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's trip to North Korea last month. The rapidly warming ties between Eritrea and Ethiopia took another step forward Tuesday when the once bitter rivals reopened their shared border after two decades. The body of former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan has been returned to his home country of Ghana. That occurred on Monday. He received a hero's welcome at the international airport. A state funeral was planned for Thursday. Annan died August 18th at the age of 80. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.